morning and welcome to St. James Westminster. We're very happy to have you here joining us for worship this morning. My name is Hannah Squar. I will be leading the service of the word. Leading our music this morning is Shen Jones, Lauren McDonald, Paul Grambo, Victoria Piovesen, Eliza Lamb, and Alexandra von Vautberg. As ever, Stephen Hollowitz is our musical director. John Gardy is our sound engineer. If you haven't already checked out our Sunday school videos, please check them out on YouTube or click the link attached to the email. And I will now invite you to prepare yourselves for worship. Almighty God, your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, is the light of the world. May your people, illumined by your word and sacraments, shine with the radiance of his glory, that he may be known, worshipped, and obeyed to the ends of the earth, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the first letter to the Corinthians. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are beneficial. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be dominated by anything. Food is meant for the stomach and the stomach for food, and God will destroy both one and the other. The body is not meant for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God raised the Lord and will also raise us by his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Should I therefore take the members of Christ and make them members of a prostitute? Never! Do you not know that whoever is united to a prostitute becomes one body with her? For it is said, the two shall be one flesh. But anyone united to the Lord becomes one spirit with him. Shun fornication. Every sin that a person commits is outside the body, but the fornicator sins against the body itself. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, which you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you were bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. The next day Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him about whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming towards him, he said of him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you come to know me?" Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." The Gospel of Christ. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Has got to be one of my favorite lines from the New Testament, because it seems so snarky and skeptical. And I know a lot of people like to pick the "love is patient, love is kind," or "for God so loved the world" passages, and I get the appeal of those. I have my own sentimental verses. But there is something about Nathanael speaking those words that I really connect to. And I think it's because there's so much humanity in them. It's easy for us to tell stories on Sunday mornings or in Sunday school of disciples picking up and following Jesus without hesitation or without question. Those stories are like fairy tales where the heroes are always brave and true and no one good ever falters. However, when we apply that to ourselves, it becomes a whole lot harder to do. We don't often have those stories, and even if we did say yes and pick up and go, if you're like me, you might get a few weeks into this new mission and start thinking, "God, you got the wrong person, because nothing is going right." So I love Nathanael for being so doubtful of Philip, for not believing him right away. He's unsure, and what does Philip say to him? "Come and see." Nathanael needs to see for himself. How many times have any of us spoken those words? I mean, my mom could tell you tons of stories of me not listening or believing in her advice, only to see for myself that what she said was true. So we all do it. We all believe that seeing with our own eyes is just somehow far more factual than hearing someone else's experience. We just don't trust other people's eyes. And what I find so fascinating about this passage this morning is this juxtaposition of Nathanael's need to see for himself, his doubt and disbelief, against Jesus' seeing him. Now, one of the fun things of preaching every week is that you get to connect the dots on your own sermons. And I think it's significant that this gospel reading comes the week after Jesus' baptism. Because as you may recall, I talked about the embrace of God's family that comes with baptism, the enwrapping of an individual into the community, and the importance of that acceptance. And here we have at play, we have this out on a one-to-one scale, because here we have Jesus showing Nathanael the acceptance of being seen. Jesus, before Nathanael even opens his mouth, shows he knows him. And when Nathanael asks him how, Jesus tells him, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." And we could take that to mean, oh, like Jesus literally saw Nathanael and said, "Hey, that dude looks okay." But I think it's so much more than that, because Jesus is doing here what Jesus always does, what he did with the woman at the well and with Zacchaeus and so many others. He sees them. He truly sees them long before they interact with him. He knows them. And this is so vital because it is such a deep human need to be seen, to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we are important enough to be recognized and acknowledged by others, to be accepted and connected, to know that no matter the space between us, it's full of love. And that opens up Nathaniel. It breaks open his heart. It clears his eyes. It makes him see Jesus for who he is. Jesus sees him. He loves him. He accepts him. And that makes all the difference in the world. This simple miracle is not turning water into wine or casting out demons, but it is a miracle still. And it is one that we can all share in. Because yes, there are times when it feels like we need to be skeptical, to protect ourselves, to have our guard up against someone who might be dishonest. That makes us feel safe. It makes us feel like we're in control of the situation. But the ability to be vulnerable, to show up and be seen, to open our hearts to others in love and acceptance, that is powerful. It takes no strength to shut down. It takes no courage to hide. It takes no bravery to live small. We are not born to tread lightly, to take no risks. We are made to love deeply and powerfully. We are created to build relationship and community. We are meant to be vulnerable and accepting, to see and to be seen. We are, all of us, our best selves when we are seen and loved for who we really are. And it is that seemingly small deed, the simple act of looking someone in the eyes, listening with empathy and intention, giving them the whole of your attention for the time they are with you, that can change everything. We don't always know what tiny interaction may have an impact on someone, but we can know this. There is an energy that exists between people when they feel seen, heard and valued, when they can give and receive without judgment. And this is our privilege, to see others, to acknowledge them, to listen to them and to respond. It is our gift to love other people. My dear friends in Christ, we all have the need to be seen, but we find that love in seeing others. We find acceptance in accepting others. And we find God when we find connection with His creation. Amen.
Sing to Jesus, is the scepter, is the throne. Alleluia, is the triumph, is the victory alone. Hark the songs of peaceful Zion. Stay. Alleluia. sinful flee to thee from day to day. Intercessor, friend of sinners, most Redeemer, plead for me. Where the songs of all the sinless sweep across the crystal sea. Alleluia, King eternal, be the Lord of lords we own. Alleluia, born of Mary, earth thy footstool, heaven thy throne. Thou within the veil hast entered, robed in flesh, our great high priest. Thou on earth, both priest and victim, in the Eucharistic feast.
Let us join together in saying the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. From the rising of the sun to its setting, let us pray to the Lord. That the people of God in all the world may worship in spirit and in truth, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear us. That the church may discover again that unity which is the Father's will, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear us. That the nations of the earth may seek after the ways that make for peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear us. That the whole creation groaning in travail may be set free to enjoy the glorious liberty of the children of God, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear us. That all who with Christ have entered the shadow of death may rest in peace and rise in glory. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear us. Let us commend the world to which Christ showed the way, to the mercy and protection of God. Amen. And now, as our Savior has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen.
Shining in the midst of the darkness, shining.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.